Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on the Rich Keefe Show, Kyrie Thompson from WEEI.com in the house until 8 o'clock. Of course, talking about Tom Brady retiring for the second time on the same date as he did a year ago. This time, definitely more likely to stick. I'm not saying it's 100% happening, but I feel like it's more likely than it was a year ago.
What a difference a year makes.
That is true. It was not a great year for Tom Brady on or off the field. Now, again, we both think he has something left in the tank. Like, he's leaving football, like, you know, when guys retire at 29, 30, 31, and we're like, oh, they could keep playing, the reality is so could Tom Brady. He's just 45, and we're saying this about him.
It reminds me, and I think I was telling you this off air, but it reminds me of I was 8 years old when Michael Jordan retired for the second time after the second three-peat. So, I mean, I grew up in Chicagoland, and so that was my jam. The Chicago Bulls were my favorite team, and I was, you know, my sports-watching experience had already been formed. And so I was cognizant for all three of those second, you know, championships. And I remember him retiring and just thinking like, man, like my favorite player's gone. That kind of sucks. And then he comes back a couple of years later and I'm like, yeah, that's great. Michael Jordan's back. And everybody else is kind of like, come on, man. Like just stay
kinda
retired.
Weird, yeah.
Yeah. But I think that it was one of those deals where he knew he could still play and he wasn't Michael Jordan anymore, but he was a solid NBA player that could a couple of on occasion drop 30, 40 points on you. He just couldn't do that the way Michael Jordan always used to do. And I feel like the quote that sticks out to me when he retired that second time in 1999, he's like, I'm walking away knowing I can still play the game. And that's how I want to end. Like, that's exactly how I want to end it. And I feel like Tom Brady can take solace in that. He is not being dragged away from the game when he is awful, just horribly inept and a shell of himself and an embarrassment. He has the ability, the grace to give back the gift, so to speak.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you mentioned Jordan. I think it was just weird that second time for people to see him not in a Bulls uniform.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas with Brady, it was weird in 2020, but that's obviously worn off. It's been 3 years on another team where, just as a fan, I was thinking, all right, go somewhere else and stay in the league another year because you can do it. And, I mean, it's just, for most of us, like, it's just so much of an NFL memory is Tom Brady dominating the league. I think the league is, well, I know the league is going to be fine, right? Like, they have a number of really, really good young quarterbacks that can sort of grab the baton. But it's going to be weird watching an NFL without Tom Brady involved.
Yeah, and I mean, it's interesting because in the past year in particular, you're not thinking of Tom Brady as one of the top five quarterbacks in the league anymore. He's kind of slipped off that pedestal a little bit. Now it's Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen and Joe Burrow and kind of all that. But last year he was there.
Right in the mix. Yeah.
He was right there. And so I think it's interesting to have seen him still be a solid volume player, even though his team wasn't playing that well. Mm-hmm. In the midst of the takeover of these younger guys that, I mean, come on, there are some
like beating Mahomes head to head a few times is great. And it's also going to be a part of Mahomes' story. Like when Mahomes retires, however many years from now, you're going to say, oh, yeah, Mahomes actually early in his career battled Tom Brady. Right. It's sort of like, you know, all those images of Jordan and Kobe on the court together and then Kobe and LeBron and then LeBron and, you know, now Tatum, like whatever, like there's always that crossover of guys. And the fact that you got to see some really good Chiefs-Patriots games. And Mahomes, like, yeah, that guy's still getting it done at that age. It's great for the sport in general, yeah. Right? Just like the legacy of part
of
it.
Oh, my God. You know what that just reminded me of is that Jordan had the moments with young Kobe, and then he had the moments with young LeBron because he did stick around
right.
in 2003. So it's like, oh, my God, he really was just around for yeah. all of it. He passed the torch multiple times because
uh-huh.
he just didn't want to give it up. But, yeah, I mean, that's another aspect of it is that Patrick Mahomes will eventually go down as one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. He's already putting together, you know, one of those cases where you can see it heading that way. I'm not going to sit up there and say he's in that realm now. I think I'm not going to be a prisoner of the moment here.
Mm-hmm.
What he's done so far is amazing and unprecedented, really,
yeah.
for a quarterback of his age to do that. But I still think that he's got to win Super Bowls in order to get in that realm. But
like basically, it's like somebody who is chasing somebody who has the record for the marathon and they have run a great 5K so far.
Yeah,
that's kind of what it is. You're like, so yeah, he's on pace. Mahomes is on a really good pace.
Yeah, and
there's so much left to do for
yeah.
him.
And the fact that he's gotten a chance to train to get that record mm-hmm. while the previous guy is still out there running
yeah.
and still competing. But just to think about that, though, the fact that Patrick Mahomes will go down as one of the greatest quarterbacks to play, and him playing against Tom Brady is still going to be part of his legend.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And then who knows, you know, and 10 years from now, there's going to be some kid who's like in fifth grade right now who's going to be a great quarterback who's going to also face Patrick Mahomes one day. All right, the whole Patriots aspect of it. So after the 2019 season, there was a big decision to be made, and Robert Kraft chose Bill Belichick essentially over Tom Brady. And so we've seen 3 years now. It's clearly very weighted towards Tom Brady. Three playoff appearances in the Super Bowl versus one playoff appearance where they lost in the first round for Belichick. But how many more years does Bill need to coach? And obviously they need to probably win a Super Bowl, but for that to really be, to end up being the right decision, is there anything short of a Super Bowl that can happen where you look at it and say Robert Kraft made the right decision, or is this thing already over?
I mean, I think it's over because, look, the only thing that could change it is if Mac Jones becomes that guy, and then he becomes your new Tom Brady that you can win with those couple of years, and then Bill can ride off into the sunset. But, I mean, here's the thing. When people talk about Bill Belichick versus Tom Brady, who is most important to the dynasty and all that, I kind of hate those questions because the answer is clearly that they both matter.
Both. And no, I'm with you, especially because I think who's more important, I don't love that one as much because Belichick coached Brady, so he helped make Brady better.
Yeah.
I do think it's interesting the decision that Kraft
yes.
had to make because
right.
he's like, okay, I've seen both of these guys a full body of work.
Yeah.
I now have to choose. And normally, all these sports, it's a player's league. Normally, you'd go with the player. But when the player is 42,
yes.
that's when you're like, you know what? I'm going to go with the guy who's the coach and the de facto GM of my team than the quarterback.
Yes.
But then he goes out and plays 3 more years, maybe more. But as of right now, 3 years where he played at a, let's call it a Pro Bowl level,
yeah.
right? 1 year was an all pro level. Another, this year was fine. But won a Super Bowl and brought a team to the playoffs 3 straight times where you've now turned it over to Bill Belichick, haven't won a playoff game since he's left. So, like I said,
yeah.
Brady way out in front right now. I think when he made that decision, he probably thought Brady was going to play, what, 2 years?
Maybe. And I feel like the thing is, when he left in after the 2019 season,
mm-hmm.
it was a down year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's that element of, okay, look, he can't just magic us to a Super Bowl anymore. I think it's time for us to move on and move in a different direction and all of that. And you can make that argument, as you said, in the NFL mm-hmm. especially, though I think in any sport, when the guy's 42,
yeah,
you're probably like, okay. Like,
thanks
like,
for coming
if,
out.
Like even if it was LeBron,
right?
I think it probably end up still being the same thing. But it's easier to sell, okay, look, we should probably move on from him because he's declining. He's going to start going down. His body's going to break down. He's not going to be what we need him to be. Let's go in a different direction than Bill Belichick, who going to be here for, I mean, a couple more years.
But you can make the case he's declined more.
You can.
Right? And
you,
that's
you
what I don't think
can.
We really wrapped our heads around because you're like, at the time, and I probably would have sided with Kraft too, and I would have been wrong. But I would have said, well, the coach GM can't get hurt, and the coach GM isn't going to all of a sudden hit a wall and be done or look like Peyton Manning at the end or look like all these other quarterbacks in the end. So you're probably better off sticking with him. But Tom Brady has had a much better three-year run than Bill Belichick has, and it's really not close.
No. And I think that's the thing. If this was anybody other than Tom Brady, you're probably right, and it's not close. He is just the one of one.
Yeah.
He's the outlier that you can't account for because he just is who he is. And so, I mean, that's tough. The process behind that decision made sense. In terms of just like, okay, look, which one do you pick? It made sense coming off of that year. Except, and in hindsight, we're looking at it like, okay, that was a huge mistake because it certainly looks like it. And Tom Brady's has once again, even when he was here and they drafted Jimmy Garoppolo to replace him, he outplayed Father Time then.
Yeah.
And then he's done it once more. And I think what it comes down to is Bill Belichick was like, you know what? We'll keep the same system and we'll run it back. We'll get a new quarterback and it'll all be fine. And as long as I'm here with my system, the way that I want to play the game, we will be fine. But he's learning now that not having an elite quarterback with his system, the way that he likes to play, that's what doesn't work.
No.
He has to adapt. He has not been able to adapt. But Tom Brady has shown that he could just go wherever, essentially. And yeah, they didn't get it done this year. But
It was the worst of the 3 years.
It was the worst of the 3 years.
And still it was, you know, again, I know it was a bad division, but it was still a playoff appearance for him. And I think it's funny you mentioned Garoppolo. Like, they drafted his replacement in 2014. Then he won three more Super Bowls. And they decided to not give him a two-year, $50 million deal, which is all he wanted. He wanted the Drew Brees deal, which should have been what got it done. You give him an extension from there, and they should have kept him. Now, another question is, let's say Tom Brady was here for the last 3 years. What does that even look like for New England? Because part of his Super Bowl win in Tampa involved Rob Gronkowski and Antonio Brown.
Yes.
And neither one of those guys would have played here that year. They already tried the Brown thing. Gronk retired. I think he wanted to get away from New England. I think that kind of really burnt him out. So I don't know who else they would have brought in because they wouldn't have won with the receivers that we've seen over the last 3 years. But guys would have been more willing, like an Odell Beckham or players like that would have been much more willing to come to New England. So I'm curious what you think the last 3 years could have been like.
I mean, you're making the playoffs and getting past the wild card round in theory. Like it would, like, say if you had Brady on that team last year where you went ahead and you went out and you spent and you got new guys in here, then you probably are able to win at least a playoff game. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you go to the Super Bowl, but you win a playoff game with that team as it was.
Yeah.
And maybe even this year.
You probably make the playoffs this year, although can't imagine him working with Matt Patricia.
No. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Right?
That would have been tough. Coached it himself, baby.
Yeah, exactly. It's like no one's working from that standpoint. But I think you're right. And this is the ultimate thing that has to bear on Mac Jones right now.
Yeah.
Tom Brady could have taken what they had the last couple of years and made that a playoff team and maybe won a playoff game with that. But was that a Super Bowl caliber offensive skill group? No,
it wasn't.
No,
it wasn't.
It wasn't that much better than what they had in 2019. And we saw how that worked in 2019. I mean, again, I think he could have won a playoff game, but you got to do better than that.
Yeah, they did not have enough around him. It's hard to know who maybe they could have gotten in, but you look at a couple of the swings they took. You know, a second round pick for Mohamed Sanu, that was a whiff. Drafting Nikhil Harry in the first round, that was a whiff. And these were kind of things to maybe keep him happy, maybe get the most out of him, and it didn't work out. And so the really frustrating thing, too, is you go back to 2020, and they just didn't have a replacement for him. Like, I don't know what the plan – I still don't really understand what the plan was other than him signing, like, a one-year deal on the cheap, which is an insane prospect to think that he would accept that. And then they end up going – they don't draft anybody. They could have drafted Jalen Hurts. They chose not to.
That's been one I've seen thrown in their face.
Well, it's right there.
And I think here's what I think it comes down to is that we've heard the stories behind the scenes about Bill Belichick being like, oh yeah, take any of the top 15 quarterbacks and we'll be fine and we can make this work. To be honest with you, I don't think Bill Belichick thinks he needs a star at quarterback. I think he just feels like he needs a dude.
Yeah. Can't have a bum, but you don't need exactly. All pro. Yeah.
But a competent quarterback that just does what he's told, throws the ball where he's told to, run the ball, play good defense, and oh yeah, it'll be all fine. And I think that they probably were like, okay, look, if Tom doesn't want to play at our price, we don't think he's going to be what we want him to be. Jarrett Stidham, we like Jarrett Stidham. Let's see what he can do. And Jarrett Stidham sucks.
Yeah.
Okay. What can we do?
Yeah.
Cam Newton. Can you just come in here and just run around for a couple of games and see what it is? Okay, that's not so bad.
But
okay,
it was fine. It was so amazing how that first year played out, because it split a lot of Patriots fans. There were a lot of Patriots fans, myself included, upset with the team for letting Brady go, and then he immediately wins a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And you limp through the COVID year and are a mess. So right away it was a big win for Brady. And then just kind of followed it up consecutively with more wins for Brady. I wonder, though, if, again, when Robert Kraft decided that that's what he was going to do, does he need Belichick to be here for, let's call it, 6 years after the split? So it's not six more. I'm saying three more.
Yeah.
So at least he can justify, like, all right, 3 years of Brady versus 6 years of Bill running the whole team. If he leaves any earlier than that, is he going to really, you know, kick himself for how it ended?
I feel like, at this point, it's not even about, oh, yeah, we've got to justify the decision. Mm-hmm. This point, I feel like, because you asked the question earlier, I feel like it's done.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I feel like
there's
no coming back from it. I do think that Bill Belichick will be here till he breaks the record. Because I think that breaking Don Shula's record is good pub for the Patriots to be like, look, we have the greatest coach of all time, the greatest quarterback of all time, and look, hey, the greatest coach of all time, we kept him around, and he broke this record in our house as a member of our team.
Is that good business?
I mean, no, probably. But
no,
but
I'm not saying you're wrong. But, you might end up being right about it, but I'm saying that's probably not the best way to run your business, which should be all about winning Super Bowls.
But he's gonna have to prove it.
I feel like if they go four wins in 2 years,
I think it's possible.
It's
possible. Look, the floor. I think that the range here, what you've got, it really depends on the personnel that they end up with.
Mm-hmm.
But like for example, they won 10 games last year with a rookie quarterback who had a competent offensive coach.
Right.
Hello, thank you for getting one of those again.
Welcome back.
And then they win 8 games this year. So it's like even with all that dysfunction, so your range here I think is 7 to 10 games. So there's absolutely,
it's pretty close.
Yeah,
you could be right on that number, maybe.
So you could absolutely get 9 wins, 10 wins in 2 consecutive years, and then honestly maybe that's it.
Because, 2 years, yeah.
Yeah.
Could be.
And I think it's three years max, man.
I do too. And it's just, you know, how many, if you don't win any playoff games, what's Robert Kraft's appetite at that point? Back to the phone, 617-779-7937. Craig in Rhode Island joins us next. What's up, Craig? Craig? We were on hold music from Craig. We want to talk about Belichick versus Brady. 413
elevator music up in there.
413 text in. Early on in the 2000s, you can say Bill helped just as much, but without Brady, those teams weren't going to do anything. So
define anything.
I don't know about anything. That team was pretty nasty. Those teams were really, really good. They had really good defense. They had complimentary offensive players. And Brady did have some really good drives. He had a lot of clutch moments. but he wasn't lighting the world on fire.
Yes, and this is where, and I think this also has to bear on this team right now as well. People talk about Brady's intangibles and his ability to elevate a team, right?
Yeah.
They elevated him in the beginning, and that's what this team needs to do with Mac Jones. You got to elevate him. You have to surround him with the players that are going to help him be better. And then when you get into those moments where you need a play, where your quarterback has to step up and make a play, that's where you see what he's made of. But because you have the supporting cast and you have empowered him, then you can see if he can elevate you in those moments. And Brady did that.
Yeah, I think if you cut the Patriot time in half, you know, Belichick might have been able to win some Super Bowls in those first 10 years with other quarterbacks, but Brady, the second three Super Bowls, I think you needed it to be
that
Brady.
That was GOAT Brady.
That was GOAT Brady, yeah. And that was Brady could have won with other coaches, and then he proved it by winning one with Bruce Arians.
Exactly. And so, real quick, do you think they win a Super Bowl if Drew Bledsoe is healthy and they keep him in that frame?
So, I don't.
No,
I don't. And I liked Bledsoe. And I know Jermaine Wiggins and Ty Law have both said that they could. But as much as I love Bledsoe, I feel like there would have just been in the Snow Bowl, for example, there might have been a pick or there would have been like one play. And I know, again, they only scored 16 points. So it's not like they lit the world on fire. But the drives that they needed and getting into field goal range,
would
there were certain things. I don't know if Bledsoe would have done that. I know he was good and he helped them a lot in the AFC Championship game, but there's also a reason Belichick went back to Brady in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and it because he played cleaner, because that's the thing, he played cleaner football. Yeah.
Cleaner, right? And quicker. Like, you get the ball out quicker.
Yeah, and I think about it, right, Bledsoe took him to a Super Bowl back in what was 96. It, 96?
Yep. Yeah.
And so it's like you could say, oh yeah, maybe you get to a Super Bowl and you get one, but do you get all three of those? Because I feel like by the end, especially when you had this Carolina Super Bowl where they put up, what, 32?
They scored some points in that one, and the Philly game.
They scored points in that. And so I think that's the emblematic thing of Bill Belichick. I feel like he just wants a guy who's going to play quarterback in the most robotic, just chill way. Don't turn the ball over. Just make the right throws. When we need you to make clutch plays, make the clutch plays. We don't need you to be a hero. It just turned out that Brady became a superhero.
He did.
I don't know if Bill Belichick quite realized what he was dealing with in that second part,
and also,
thinking that you could just replace that.
And while the league was changing, too, where, like, that became more important, and all of a sudden you had that with your guy. Looks like we do got Craig back in Rhode Island. What's up, Craig?
Hey, sorry about that, guys.
All good.
I lost service, but, yeah, I mean, dude, what, it's a sad day to see him retire, but, I mean, greatest of all time. We'll never see it again, and not in my lifetime. But, I mean, I hate hearing this, Bill wouldn't be Bill without Tom. Bill was looking to draft Tom earlier than he was got drafted. And keep in mind, think about his first Super Bowl. What did he go 14 for 27 with 145 yards passing, one touchdown? That's, you know, here and there. But the bottom line is this: you, Bill Belichick, you listen to him. You go to work. You play football. The simple way. There's no, you know, trips right, 34 scat right. There's none of that. He's simple football. And what kills me is it's all these guys like, oh, Bill's got to go. Bill's got to go. Now, Bill don't need to go. It ain't Bill. He's going to give Mac a year this season if he's lucky. And let's see what happens.
All right, Craig. Well, what I would say is just because you were the greatest of all time doesn't mean you always are the greatest of all time, right? Otherwise, you
last
could.
Last year proved that.
It proved it, right? You could, you know, go back and, you know, dig up Peyton Manning and put him back out there. Like, he's not going to be great, right? Like, they're even coaches hit a point where they're not as good of a coach as they once were. Nobody's poking holes in the Super Bowls. And nobody's saying, oh, he doesn't get credit for those because he had Brady. Like, I'm giving him full credit for coaching Brady from a sixth-round pick into the greatest player of all time.
Yes.
But I also think you can look at what happened last year and say, oh, my God, he made a lot of mistakes.
There's a certain amount of arrogance that I think was on display last year. The idea that, oh, yeah, we could just make this work with whoever.
Tough.
And I think that he realized that is not how this works, and ownership's not going to let that slide again. So I think that there was a level of humbling that had to happen, and a level of...
Well, that press release kind of said as much.
And a level of understanding that making the wrong decisions, especially making the wrong decisions with a young quarterback, is damaging.
Absolutely it is. And before Kyrie gets out of here, we'll hit on the Patriots offseason just a little bit here. You can join us at 617-779-7937. It's the Rich Keefe Show here on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.